Last year, the 7th annual Anthem Go Outside Festival in Roanoke Go Fest set attendance records, sold out all its vendor space, and attracted more than 100,000 website visitors in 1 week. Go Fest is a celebration of all things outdoors. Live music, like at a performance this Friday night by the Floorboards, is just icing on the cake. All right, joining WFIR anchor reporter Gene Moreno and me this morning in studio to talk about GoFest 2018 this Friday through Sunday at Rivers Edge Sports Complex South in Roanoke is Pete Usherman, director of the Roanoke Outside Foundation. Hey, Pete, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. Thank you for being here, Pete. Now, first off, the Go Outside Festival, Pete, is a joint venture with Roanoke City Parks and Recreation. If you would, talk about that partnership, Pete, and what each party gains from GoFest.
Sure. It's an awesome partnership because each of us have our strengths and our weaknesses, and they complement each other well. You know, what Parks and Rec is able to do very well is something that we're not, and then what we're able to do well, they're not. So it's a great marriage. We work very well together with each other. It's a great symbiotic relationship. You know, they have the fields, the infrastructure, the staffing. Roanoke Outside Foundation has a lot of the connections, the marketing aspect to it. So when we bring them all together, we're really able to kind of create this festival, which has really grown into a pretty awesome event.
This is what, the eighth year, Pete?
This is the eighth year, yeah. Yep.
Did you imagine that it would get this big? I think last year you had 36,000 people, had 100,000 website visitors. Did you think it would get this big?
No. I mean, our very first year we had 4,500 people. And actually, you know, we sat around, we came up with the idea in August, and we actually implemented it in October, so 2 months work. And actually the first year, interesting enough, it was actually called the Outdoor Circus.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, there was actually the circus was in town that weekend. So it was very confusing, people showing up at different spots.
Right, where are the elephants?
Like, yeah, right. And so we changed it. But, you know, the first year, 4,500 people, and we were ecstatic with that. And then, you know, it kind of doubled every year until we hit, you know, 36,000 last year. And so, you know, it was a slow moving, kind of like the snowball, you know, pushing it down the hill, started getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And so we've eased into it. It's become easier for us to put on. But for both of us, you know, Roanoke Parks and Rec and Roanoke Outside Foundation, you know, we just love how the community really embraces it. And we like to say it is a community-built festival because everything that we're able to offer is because of our community getting involved and doing all that.
We're talking with Pete Eshelman from the Roanoke Outside Foundation. Pete, you're also Director of Outdoor Branding for the Roanoke Regional Partnership.
Correct.
How is GoFest, the Anthem Go Outside Festival, how has it helped with that outdoor branding?
Sure. I'm glad you asked that question because it's kind of hard to explain, but this is actually an integrated approach to our economic development strategy. So a regional economic development strategy to attract business, to attract people and talent to the area. And so what my role was, and we started this in 2009, was to leverage our natural assets, our mountains, our lakes, our rivers and trails. How do we use that? How do we leverage that to attract business and investment to the area? And so there's lots of different things that we do to touch on that. But one of the biggest thing was really creating a vibrant, authentic outdoor culture within our community. So kind of changing our community narrative that plays to our strengths. And again, that's the beauty of where we live. So events like the Blue Ridge Marathon, the Go Outside Festival, we call those brand building events. And so we get into those to help with our image building. So let people from outside of the area know what we stand for, but then also something for our residents. And that's our biggest thing is how do we make us a better outdoor community for our residents? And so GoFest is kind of one of those things. We're really designed to get our community connected with the outdoors.
Of course, the outdoors has become a big recruiting tool for bringing people and businesses in from out of town. I mean, and it's great when you get people from out of town to go to GoFest, I would imagine. Has GoFest become a regional event?
Yeah, we're attracting people from outside the state. One of the challenges is because it's a free festival, which is awesome. You know, we don't want cost to be an excuse for people not to come. We want people to come to this event, experience it, try new activities, and get involved with the kind of the outdoor lifestyle. But as a result of it being free, it's hard for us to track stuff. It's not like they register, so we don't know where everybody comes from. We don't have tickets. So we kind of hear stuff anecdotally afterwards. And so last year after the event, it was really cool to hear like all these different we heard the theme last year was all these women's groups from outside of the state that this was their women's retreat. They were coming here, they were camping, and they're doing all these activities. And we heard about 6 or 7 different groups that's what they were doing. So we're attracting people from the surrounding states right now that are coming here to be part of it. as well as kind of throughout the state, as well as locally.
We're talking with Pete Eshelman, director of the Roanoke Outside Foundation. We're talking about the Anthem Go Outside Festival, Go Fest, which is at the River's Edge South Sports
River's
Conference.
Edge North.
North. Okay,
on
North.
Reserve Avenue.
Okay. I get my North and South mixed up. So it's basically where Victory Stadium used to be in that area.
Exactly.
The North. Okay. Let's talk about some of the highlights as far as demonstrations, things people can check out. You got the Air Dogs. Just talk about some of the stuff you have going on. It's like nonstop action for 3 days.
It is. And that's one of the things. It's one of these festivals that when people come to, they kind of learn how it works. So when you come back your second, third year, you kind of have a better understanding how it works. But so how it's set up is we kind of have what's called a watch it, a try it, and a race it category. So the watch it is really, we have professional athletes and shows going on. So we have a lumberjack show that people can watch. We have professional BMX stunt shows and bike trials. We have the dock dogs that you're talking about. And, you know, dog, actually a world record was set 2 years ago. A dog jumped 26 feet out into a tank of water.
Really?
So,
wow.
Yeah.
The Giants should sign him for wide receiver, huh?
Wow.
So we have all kinds of stuff that if you just come to the festival, you can walk around, you can kind of visually see and watch and participate. And then we have the music and everything as well. But the big part of the festival and why we got into it is the try it category. So we have about over 125 different workshops, clinics, or activities that people can do. All of them are free. And they're really designed for people, again, to kind of test an interest and then hopefully stick with it. So if you wanted to try mountain biking, you can demo a mountain bike and go out. If you wanted to demo some climbing shoes or running shoes, if you want to learn to stand up paddleboard, if you want to learn to fly fish, how to fix flat tires on mountain bikes, you kind of have all of that stuff that's taking place that you can get involved with.
And it is a lot of people these days, maybe younger people, whatever, that don't get outside like they used to. You can try, I've seen zip lines there and people walking on like tight ropes or something. So you really want to encourage people to get out and maybe get outside the box, do something they normally wouldn't do. And they say, hey, maybe they wind up taking that hike they didn't think about, things like that.
That's right. So you can walk around and try these things, and then you can meet all these different clubs and organizations that make it easier for you to stick with this throughout the rest of the year. So if you're into hiking, you can meet people from the Roanoke Appalachian Trail Club that are doing constant hikes. You can get involved with that as well. Hmm. And it's, you know, it's the thing about the festival, it's very kid friendly. It's very pet friendly. You can bring your dogs as they're on leashes, and as long as you pick up after them. Ironically, we have all these dogs, and never once do we have any dog waste.
Well, I guess people are really cognizant of the fact that they're going to be around all those people. They need to be a good neighbor.
Right.
Pick it up.
8:52. We're spending some time this morning with Pete Eshelman, director of the Roanoke Outside Foundation. We're talking about GoFest coming up this weekend. And Pete, when we heard a snippet from the floorboards at the beginning of the interview, if you would, Pete, talk about some of the other notable musical performers people hear, like Dharma Bombs. They've been at Floyd Fest for the past couple of years. Talk about some of the musical entertainment.
You know, so we, getting into the music business is tough. So we partner with Across the Way Production, who are the folks that do put on Floyd Fest.
Sure.
So we have a great partnership with them, and we basically say, here, you guys plan our music, you execute it, because they do it well. And so Friday night and Saturday night, we have music, and again, it's all free. Friday night music lineup, you kind of hit that. Floorboards as the headliner for that, as well as Magnolia Boulevard, mm-hmm. and which was an On the Rise winner from Floyd Fest.
Soul Searchers will play this
Soul
weekend.
Soul Searchers. And then the big headliner is Saturday night, and it's a band called Monophonics, which is out of San Francisco area. And really what we're going for is high energy music, fun music. That kind of people can, you know, if you want to dance, you can, but it's kind of just kind of get your body moving kind of music. So, and we have aerial event, we have fire twirlers and, you know, people that kind of come down from ropes. So we're kind of elevating our kind of night entertainment this year. So mm-hmm. It'll be pretty exciting.
You know, when I saw the lineup, Pete, and again, we're talking with Pete Eshelman from the Roanoke Outside Foundation, it almost reminded me of Floyd Fest, a mix of outdoor and lots of music, and there'll be craft beer there, I would imagine.
Lots of craft beer. One of the things we learned from our feedback from people was they wanted more local beers. So this year we've added in a lot more of our local breweries as well, which goes well. But yeah, you know, Floyd Fest and us is a great partnership. We help them with a lot of the outdoor adventure components during their festival, and then they help us with the music. Mm-hmm. So it's a great symbiotic relationship.
Got a couple of minutes left. I wanted to bring up a fun fact to Joey. Dharma Bombs,
yes,
which has some local roots. Mm-hmm. The lead singer, Trey Hall. Velvet Hall is his cousin. We work for Velvet.
Really?
Yeah. And Dave Trinkle, the former city councilman, his son plays sax.
His son,
wow.
Plays sax for
big
him.
Guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're blowing up. They're getting really big.
Yeah, they're great. Wow. Almost like an Earth, Wind, and Fire type of thing. A couple minutes left. I wanted to talk about, you've also tied up, Pete, several races and things going on this year, into the umbrella with GoFest, the Grand Fondo bike race Sunday in Botetourt County, the Salem Half Marathon. American Cancer Society will do Climb for a Cure, starting from GoFest. You've got relays going on there. Talk about all that intertwining of all these events.
So what we found is one of the goals of the festival is to be a base or a foundation for other events to kind of leverage for their gain. So we have the Family Promise of Greater Roanoke has a superhero fun K race fundraiser that takes place on GoFest. So we have the infrastructure, we have the toilets, we have the beer, we have the festival atmosphere so they can focus on their event. So you have the Salem Half Marathon, the VBR Grand Fondo on Sunday. There's a mountain bike race at Carvin's Cove on Saturday. Within the festival, we have what's called the Wild Gear Chase, which is kind of an urban scavenger hunt. We have a beer team relay that takes place on site. We have a Strava challenge. So if you're a runner, you can try to hit every trail on Mill Mountain. If you're a mountain biker, you can hit every trail on Mill Mountain.
Or you can track it on your Strava app.
Yeah. Right. So we have all kinds of different competitive things like that take place as well.
Are you still allowing camping?
So we have camping, yep. So we have, actually this year, based on feedback from people, we have two camping areas. We have a family quiet camping area, and then we have our general, not so quiet camping area. So we've separated in this year in order to make it easier.
All right, we're talking with Pete Eshelman, Go Outside, the Anthem Go Outside Festival, which is in its eighth year. Just got about a minute left, a minute and a half. One of the things that you touched on a little bit, but there's also, there'll be local outdoor vendors here with showing their gear. There'll be information booths, usually like Blue Ridge Land Conservancy and things like that. Talk about that. How important is it for these outfitters and these groups to get some exposure to over 30,000 people?
Sure. You know, we have a great outdoor story to tell because of groups like that. And so what this festival is a platform for them to kind of spread their message and reach a greater audience. So it's a great relationship because our success is tied to their success. So if they're able to meet more people and get their message out there and get more volunteers to join their organization or more donations to come into the organization, then that's a win for everybody across the board. And so that's, again, one of the purposes of the festival.
Looks like you're going to luck out on the weather. The rain will clear out. Nice, good fall weather for the weekend.
It's going to be our first fall weekend of the year. It's going to be great. We'll have fire pits going at nighttime. So we're going to have a great atmosphere. It's going to be beautiful during the day, get a little chilly at night, which is great because people are always looking for an excuse to put their fleece on.
All right, sounds good. The Anthem Go Outside Festival is this weekend in Roanoke at the River's Edge Sports Complex North. Pete Eshelman, director of the Roanoke Outside Foundation, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.